Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. The other day I came across some news clippings where a neuroscientist talked about the mistaken identity theory. Don't worry, we're not talking about the theory as such today, by all means. But something that is connected to it, well, this newer guy talked about the sharks, you know, why mistaken identity is true. And I read all his statements, and they were so off. It's unbelievable. And it's really, there is this new quote-unquote shark expert that he still believes in this erroneous theory. You wonder where his knowledge is coming from. Well, we proved that quite some bad time back that this theory is not true. So now all of a sudden there's a new expert. And wouldn't you assume that a new expert on the market would actually be capable of doing a literature search before making stupid remarks? Well, I would think so. Anyway, one of the statements he made to support this erroneous theory is that the vision of sharks is blurry. So that would make it easier, he mentioned, to understand why sharks would make the mistake. Hey, Dr. Neuroscientist, you can't be serious. But he sure was, since all the other statements he made confirmed that he basically had no clue. So let's take that idea apart, that sharks should see blurry. That can be done from several angles. Let's start with evolution. The evolution of sharks date back to about 400 million years, 420 million years. No one really knows. Over that period of time, sharks had to face many other predators. So if you only have a blurry vision, you know, you do not really detect them early on, and chances are you would be wiped out pretty quick. So, But still, let's just assume, okay, the shark would have blurry vision, but maybe their hearing was excellent. So if a shark could hear a potential predator from far off, well, maybe that would have worked. But still, I really doubt it. Why? Because if a shark picks up a sound, and they can still do that today, the sound must be heard through all the other sounds that the ocean is making, like waves, for example, close to shore and all these other things. And chances are, the sound that a potential prey would do, or even another predator, would basically overshadowed by all these other sounds. Granted, if nothing else is around, if the sea is completely flat, then the sound source could very likely be determined, and where the struggling fish went. But as soon as this sound pattern stops, let's say the fish is in a coral reef, in a little crevice, the shark would be screwed. He would not know where that thing went because, yes, his vision is blurry, and the blurry vision within a reef doesn't really help you anymore. And there, of course, there are other, I think, much more important displays to be considered. For example, threat displays. Sharks do really threaten each other. And so let's use gaping. Gaping from a certain distance off is hard to see even for us with a mask on. So how about a shark with a blurry vision? How does a shark want to be able to see such a display? Well, it couldn't. Or even hunching, same thing. From a certain distance on, it's just blurry. So sharks really developed very, very subtle threat display. Other displays for sure, but just have no clue yet. And it would require a non-blurry vision. So anyway, then there's something else which really is actually a confirmation that sharks cannot see blurry. There's short and farsightedness. So if these two exist, that can only then be usable in any way if a shark would be able to focus, if it would see clearly. But you know, beside all that, the mistakes he did, what really bugs me is that there's a neuroscientist, he's now even a professor, a self-proclaimed shark expert, and he makes such ridiculous statement, not knowing the basics about the eyes of an animal he crucifies. That's really mind-boggling. I mean, if I start bashing a sensory organ of an animal, I at least do my homework before I dare to say anything to a news journal. So I have a little message for this Dr. Neuro guy. Dissect an eye of a shark and look at it, or make it easier on you. Google a shark anatomy and you will get it. There, you will find muscles in the eye, the very big muscles, that are contractible and When they contract, they pull the lens of the eye of a shark backwards. So if a shark really contracts muscles and the lens is pulled backwards, doesn't this tell you something? If a shark has these muscles, doesn't this mean something? Yeah, the only logical conclusion is yes, the shark is able to focus. That's the most likely answer. So, but in his world, that is not the answer at all. And he goes even further. He says, well, sharks have blurry vision and sharks are colorblind. That's it. But here again, you know, if you dissect an eye of a shark, one can find two different types of cells in the retina, the cones and the rods. The cones are commonly used for color vision all over the animal kingdom. And yes, yeah, we have them as well. Rods, of course, are used for black and white vision and especially sensitive in dim lights like dusk, dawn, or at night. So if sharks have these two different cells, one for black and white, the other for color, I think that really means color is a go. You know, I often wonder how erroneous information, in this case, it is quite stupid information that this guy did, how they end up in the internet, a magazine. Of course, yeah, everybody can post. But, you know, on a website of a journal, that's really a little rough. And because it is on a journal, I can't recall if it was a respected journal or not. It sooner or later turns into common knowledge because there was this doctor, blah, blah. He said so. Well, that makes it true. It's really, really sad, you know, like this new guy on the block. He is full of himself, tries to make himself a name, and just spreads crap. So all it takes is a self-proclaimed expert that convinces a gullible journalist, and voila, another source of wrongful information is born. So, sharks do not have a blurry vision. They have a pretty clear vision, and they're not colorblind. They see color. And we could go on and on now about color vision, but, you know, just take it for what I'm saying. Sharks have very good eyesight. And why shouldn't they? They are super and top predators. So they are at the top of the food chain, and all of a sudden they should not see well anymore what they go after. I don't think so. I have a feeling that even this PhD may have to conclude, if I would tell him, that something in his initial answer about vision sharks may be a bit off. But if he's as arrogant as I suspect he is, he won't admit that he made this mistake. I stay clear of this guy and all these guys that create these idiotic statements. But one thing's for sure, and, well, should I come across another of his statements published in a newspaper that is as current as the Daily News, I'm going to send him some scientific papers to read with a rather straightforward comment. Okay? Well, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it's a privilege to be among them.